Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Well, hello everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, the number one live internet radio. And we're airing from 8 to 9 p.m. every other Monday. I want to wish you all a happy new year to you and your loved ones. I really hope that this year is opening up more opportunities of joy in your life and bringing in wonderful angelic experiences. So on each program, I invite the angels and the archangels to be with us, as you many of you know, that to bring their loving guidance and support and their blessings. It's important to always give them our consent to accompany us. We have our own free will, and the angels want me to remind you that they will not interfere if we do not invite them into our life. So I also do this for my angel sessions. You can also go to my website for more information on the angels and archangels, which is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can also check out my blog, which I'm usually updating, and that is www.angelsarenearus.com/blog. It's the Queen of Angels blog. So tonight we have a special guest, Wendy C. Williams. But just before I introduce my guest, I want to give you a message from the angels. So, I've talked about this in previous shows, but it's always good to be reminded about the power of the angels. You know, the angels have such a loving and wonderful purpose, which is to be messengers, healers, and protectors. The angels are divine emissaries who are more than happy to encourage us and surround us with the feeling of God's peace and love. And they want us to know that all is well. You know, all is in divine order. They want to comply with what we yearn for, and they're always eager to help us meet our needs. But I can't emphasize enough that we have our own free will, and we make our own decisions. We act according to our beliefs, so we need to ask our angels for assistance. They cannot intervene with our free will, even though they already know what we need. And, of course, unless there's a life-threatening situation, they will intervene. But generally, we need to ask. So angels can hear our voices. They can read our thoughts, but only if we give them permission. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But sometimes we forget to do that. It's just a practice. You know, ask. Angels are always near us. We have our guardian angels. Many of us have four or five angels. And we can easily get more. Only ask. No angel or spirit guide can get into our mind without our permission. So, you can go to my website to read more about the angel hierarchy, the angelic realm, but I do want to mention that, for example, if you need angels for healing, fortunately, we have the powers. The powers are in the middle hierarchy, and besides being protectors, they are healers. Among the powers are also Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. You know, Michael, with his blue ray healing sword, who takes away negativity, and Raphael with his green healing light. So you can always ask them to envelop you in this powerful healing circle for protection and for healing. Because when the archangels touch our affected bodies with their healing light, they emanate that divine energy and tremendous healing forces are released. light is purity, it's luminosity, it's enlightenment, it's radiance. You know, light has a special impact on us. It's like the warmth of the sunlight. You see, darkness cannot live where there is light. So anytime you need healing, call on the angels, light for healing. There's legions of healing angels all around us. Another interesting fact is that angels can rearrange our cell memory, which is a memory of past illness contained in our cells, in our body, either from a past life or from this life. You can ask angels to heal and take away your sickness or disease, but being specific, you can say, angels, please help me heal my sore throat, or please help me heal my sinus, or take away the cell memory of my sinus problem. I have done that. That's why I brought up the sinus problem. And, of course, this information is not meant to not seek medical attention. So remember that you're always being guided and protected. When you believe and you ask and you listen, know that the power of God and the angels will overcome anything. So with that being said, I want to talk about our invited guest tonight, who is Wendy C. Williams. She's a wonderful spiritual teacher and life coach, author and healer. I've attended Wendy's lectures, and she has so much knowledge. It's very profound and healing when you hear her. So Wendy also provides personal coaching and guidance in the spiritual classes. Many of spiritual seekers have begun their healing practice after opening up to the world of energy through Wendy's personal guidance. So Wendy combines her training in counseling, psychology, and energy work and meditation to help individuals heal and assist groups on their spiritual path. She worked with individuals in person over the phone, and she will be giving out her contact information during the show. I do want to mention that after our conversation with Wendy, we will take a break and open the line so you can call in to receive a reading from Wendy or an angel reading from myself. I'll give out that number right now if you want to jot it down. That's 1-888-815-9756, toll-free. So Wendy was with us on Angels Are Near Us a few months ago. She's been here on the show. And today, once again, she will be talking about being spiritually empowered, working with spirit in order to be a co-creator. So that's a fascinating topic. So without further delay, let me welcome Wendy Williams.
Hi, Wendy. Linda.
Thank you for being on the show.
You're so welcome. I'm always happy to be with you. I love your energy, love your presence, and I love what you do. So I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for those words. I love to listen to you, so you can start whenever you like.
Okay.
I love how you you're talking about spiritually, you know, being empowered, and it's such an interesting topic for the current times.
Absolutely. It's so easy, especially in the United States, and actually we're trained by the news and the media to see ourselves as victims far more than we truly are. And, you know, I've been amazed in my own personal life about how much more influence I have over my experiences because of my spiritual practice and because of my connection with spirit. So I simply don't feel like a victim nearly as often as I would have in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely empowering.
That is very extremely empowering. And of course, you're saying that, well, it's a practice, isn't it, Wendy? It's like that connection that you're talking about. We all hear about it, we read about it, but it's a practice.
Absolutely. Having a strong spiritual connection and realizing or experiencing the changes that take place in your life because of that connection to spirit is no different than, you know, being an athlete and training. You have to be consistent with your maintenance and your regular activities, or in other words, your spiritual practice, in order to continue to receive the benefits and to continue to see the results. We are, you know, physical and divine beings, and our physical nature requires regular attendance or regular maintenance to our needs, and our spiritual needs are no different. It really requires developing some personal discipline in order to realize how much more power you have when you are regularly interacting with and strengthening your connection with spirit.
And what would you advise us? What would you advise the listeners for that practice?
Well, I tell you, the most basic thing to start with and the absolute best foundation, of course, is meditation. Or for Christians, you can call it contemplation. It's basically the same thing. And I love the old adage about praying, being talking to God, and meditating, being listening to God. So when you are in a practice or developing a practice and a habit, really, of meditation, you are practicing opening yourself up to divine guidance, and training your body and your mind and your energy system to receive divine energy that you can use for healing, for receiving messages, for accelerating your spiritual or personal path, for manifesting what it is that you want, all kinds of things once you start working with divine energy.
Absolutely. And I think we have talked about this in other programs, and you were with me, where we talk about, well, I was just talking about the power of the angels, but the prayer, which is so powerful. I have, you know, also told a lot of my clients working with crystals and stones, which support us, you know, our physical, emotional, spiritual well-being. But prayer, for me, is just, or contemplation, it's so powerful. It just means, you know, that the angels will never ignore us. At least, you know, when I pray to God and the angels, it's like they do not ignore the sincere request. And and that's something that it's a great gift. It's a great gift to all of us. Another thing that I was also think of, being grateful.
Oh, yeah, the practice of gratitude. It's like a magnet for all things you desire.
Exactly. So when you say that, what you were talking about, working with spirit in order to be a co-creator.
So
what else?
So this is the deal. If you go back to the Bible, and you don't have to believe in the Bible for this stuff to work, but a lot of Americans have a Christian reference. So if you go back to the Bible, I think it's in Genesis. It states that man was made in the likeness of their father or source or God. And we truly are. We are built to be co-creators. We have direct influence over what happens and what shows up in our life based on our habits of thought, our habits of feeling, and our choice, we have a choice to be conscious co-creators with spirit. Spirit wants us to be powerful and to recognize and work with the fullness of our capacity. And so place to start is to realizing how much impact and influence you have over your life. Now, you don't have control over every little thing. You know, random things happen, nature happens, you know, we're not controlling whether or not a hurricane shows up or an earthquake takes place, but we have a tremendous amount of influence, much more than most of us are used to working with. And so choosing to be a conscious co-creator means changing your mind about whether or not you're a victim, and choosing to believe and to begin to practice getting absolutely clear about what it is that you want, which it sounds like a basic first step, but that can be a really huge hurdle for many people. I can't tell you how many people come to me and say, you know, I want to know my mission in life. What's my divine plan? What does my soul want me to do? Mm-hmm. And part of being a creator is deciding what it is you want.
Wow. When I hear you, it reminded me of, I guess, that whatever we focus on, you know, our thoughts, our words, our patterns of thinking and our actions are so important.
Absolutely. And the way we function as biological beings, it's easy to become unconscious about our habitual thoughts and what we think about the most, because it becomes automatic and we don't have what psychologists call metacognition, and that is paying attention to how you are thinking your own thoughts. That's what metacognition means. And so we get into these daily habits, and sometimes we can become unaware. Right now I'm working with a coach to help improve my life balance and improve my business. And one of the activities that I'm doing is keeping a log of everything I do with my time. I'm going to do that for 2 weeks. Why? Because I've become unconscious about how I'm using my time. So, it's a very basic step, and some people would be tempted to skip it. But to give yourself more attention than you normally do, and to start paying very close attention to your habitual thoughts, is a great first step in becoming an empowered co-creator with spirit. So you can be really conscious of what it is that you're drawing to you by what you're focusing on habitually.
Oh, so you're saying to write down your thoughts or what you're doing during the day? Like a journal?
Start paying attention to what you're thinking, because it becomes so automatic. And one of the great ways to start paying attention would be to journal. You don't have to journal. You can choose to just say, you know, about every hour or maybe every 2 hours, I'm just going to stop and take 5 minutes and say to myself, what is flowing through my mind right now? It could be that simple. And just start making that a habit for a short while so that you can begin to realize where you spend most of your time in your head. It may be a shock that, oh my goodness, while I'm at work, I'm constantly griping in my head. Or I'm at home and my constant thought is how tired I am. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's always running in your head and you are unconscious, then you're unconsciously creating the experience of being tired, or the experience of being frustrated at work, or whatever it is, the habit is.
So, and a lot of us, we're not aware. Like you're saying, if we were aware, we would really catch ourselves. Because I sometimes do that, and I just try to catch myself. And what I try to do now in my practice is that every day I wake up, and I'm just so grateful because I wake up. And I say, I'm awake, I'm here. And exactly, I used to wake up, oh, I have to go to work. Oh, my God, I have to get in the shower. Oh, I have to do this. But I get up, I say, I am grateful for this night, and I am grateful for this day. And please, please encourage me to trust. And I think in that asking the trust also is like it keeps me aware every moment that I breathe. I'm even tracking my breathing because it's wonderful, you know, to breathe. And
yeah,
just take
absolutely.
That breath in, and it reminds me, oh, I'm breathing in the love of God, and I'm trusting, and I'm aware of what I'm saying to my coworkers. And so what you're saying is very, very helpful exercise.
Yeah, and you know, I love the examples that you used. It really makes it easy to understand. So, that's the first step, is to become more aware, to pay more attention to yourself, and to realize you know, what's going on in your head regularly. And then you can start making shifts. And I love what you said, that you noticed you had these certain thoughts about work when you woke up. Mm-hmm. And then when you realized you were doing that, you chose gratitude instead. Beautiful shift, which is part of the empowerment process, to shift the things that are non-productive into things that are productive and will give align us more with our true spiritual selves.
And isn't it true, Wendy, that the more we practice it, it'll be easier. I mean, the first few days for me was difficult. You know, you go back again to to that kind of negative pattern.
And right.
You know, you have to remember.
It's basically creating a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do it for, I think the research says 21 days of a new behavior will solidify it into a new habit. I find that if your old habits aren't, cemented in stone, it doesn't take 21 days. It can take 7 days or 10 days if the old habit isn't cemented in stone. Where you get into difficulty where you need a full 21 days to shift are deeply ingrained habits that are hard to change. And then again, if you notice that you have a deeply ingrained habit that's completely automatic, like you're just unconscious when you start doing it, but you realize, oh my gosh, I found myself griping again, and you didn't even realize it when you started it. One of the great things about spirit is that you can ask, and I love this, I do it all the time, you can ask an angel, tap me on the shoulder and remind me when I started. Because I remember I was very frustrated. I noticed I was doing something that wasn't very productive. I can't even remember what it was now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I can't stop myself from doing it when I'm completely unconscious that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I need a little help here. So I literally asked the angel to tap me on the shoulder when I started it. And you know, the angel did.
Oh, I know they did.
I
really believe you.
with no question. And so then I was able in the moment to make a different choice. And then I just kept making the new choice until that became my new habit.
I love that example of yours, because I was just talking about that. So, you know, our listeners can see that when you opened your will and gave them permission to come, you know, and remind you, they're reminding you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Ask
you,
for Wendy. Help. I've always been so moved when I receive immediate response from angels. And there's been a few times in my life where I've experienced that. And what's consistent is the depth of my emotion in my request. Just like you were saying earlier, you were talking about the sincerity of your request. And for me, the sincerity and the depth, how real and certain you are that you really want this assistance or this healing or the removal of some kind of pain, the more intense your feeling about requesting the assistance, the quicker it shows up. There's like a direct correlation. So if when you really, really mean it, and when you really, really need it, you know, you have those moments. I think it's there's a book out called Eat, Pray, Love. Mm-hmm. And right now the name of the author is escaping me. But she talks about having those moments when you're on the bathroom floor on your hands and knees and just sobbing, you know, because life is, you're in this crisis in life. When you're in that kind of emotional intensity, and you ask an angel or a guide or God itself or source, whatever you call it, to help you or to remove your pain, you will have an immediate response. And it is a faith builder, because you see spirit showing up for you and you go, oh, somebody's listening. I'm not alone. I am cared for it. if I could just remember to ask.
It's so important, like you're saying. It's that heart intention. It's that heart intention, you know, putting your heart intention, and you will see the response, you know, from your spirit guides or from the angels. It's really very, very exciting. So, Wendy, I'm looking at the time, and I think we're going to take a break. We'll take a short break so that our listeners can call in, and you can ask Wendy for a reading or myself. I'll be giving angel readings. So let me give those phone numbers out. Toll free is 888-815-9756. The other number is 530-327-7602 and 530-776-5185. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back like in 90 seconds to receive your calls. When we are back, this is your host, Linda F. Torres, here on Angels Are Near Us show. And please call in because we have Wendy C. Williams is our special guest, and she can provide readings, and I will also give angel readings. So why don't you just call in? The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. The other number is 530-327-7602. And 530-776-5185. So when
that toll free number again?
The toll free is 1-888-815-9756.
Thank you.
You heard that, yeah. So while we wait for our callers, Wendy, you were talking about being spiritually empowered.
Yeah.
So what else did you want to say about that?
Well, in addition to asking for help and becoming conscious of what it is you're creating by default, by your mental habits, first of all, just to back up a little bit, becoming conscious of what you're thinking is a first step. Second step is getting to a place of choosing. And a lot of people will hang out in confusion because you know, confusion keeps you stuck, and it prevents you from making any action at all or creating consciously at all. Because if you're confused, you don't know where to go and nothing happens. One of the things that you can do in order to create clarity about what it is you really want is to work with the angels in healing fear, fear of change, fear of loss. A lot of people don't even want to think about what it is they want because they're afraid of losing some semblance of safety in what they already have. Mm-hmm. So if that's preventing you from making clear choices so that you can be a conscious co-creator, you can work with the angels to clear your fear at the root of the confusion. Because everything, literally everything in the world is energy. And that's not just a spiritual idea. It's proven by physics. Everybody's heard of E equals MC squared. Anything with mass or some kind of weight, basically, is energy. And our thoughts are energy. Our emotions are energy. All the feelings that we have, it's just energy. So your fear, it's just energy. Confusion, just energy. Mm-hmm. And energy is easily manipulated with your conscious thought, especially when you're partnering with spirit. And that's one thing I think, you know, it's a little bit hard to grasp if a person hasn't actually worked with energy. I happen to be extremely sensitive to the way energy feels in my physical body. So when I'm feeling fear or resistance, I can usually feel where in my body the energy is hanging out. And I can feel it if it lightens up and, because it's being removed and healed. Or I can feel it if it's intensifying, and then my physical body will constrict around that area, or I'll experience some kind of pain or some kind of discomfort. And what I've learned is that working with spirit and working with energy allows me to work with whatever the discomfort is, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain or fear that's stopping me. If I choose to approach it from an energy, spiritual perspective, I absolutely can have an effect on changing it. That's being empowered.
I understand what you're saying. You actually focus. I mean, we could all tie this together. You focus on whatever pain you have. You ask for help to the angels, to your spirit guides, as you're saying. And that energy will release whatever is there.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I know what you're saying. I've experienced that just recently. I had a, I've had sinus problems mostly for a long time. And I just started saying, you please, I don't want this anymore. It's like, I want it like, to go away. I was just so tired of having the sinus headaches. And as I you know, put my heart intention and was so sincere of what I was asking, like you're saying, and just asked spirit to come and, you know, take away whatever was there, that I was ready to let it go. I think for so long, you're saying, I had it's the fear that I had that, you know, for some reason I was holding on to this sinus headache. And in some ways, you know, it gives you some kind of, how can you call this? Compensation, not money, but in a way it compensates for other things. You know, okay, well, if I have this headache, I won't do that. If I have this headache, maybe I won't drive there. If I have this headache, I won't go to work. So, you know, it's those things that I started being aware of, like you're saying. It's just so true.
Absolutely. There's always a reason for whatever shows up in our lives. And oftentimes, confusion or fear or even a pain or physical issue absolutely has benefits to it. Like you were saying, you know, don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, don't have to go there. Some people get sympathy or care that they want or attention that they need. There's always some benefit if it's something that's been hanging around for a really long time. Also, you know, it's interesting because oftentimes when people, let's say, have a bad habit, let's say you, let me use myself as an example. Procrastination. I have an issue with procrastination and kind of being on time in general. And it's been an issue I've been working on for a while, and in my conscious mind, I know full well what the proper action should be to complete things on time or to show up on time. And I have asked for help. But the pattern isn't completely gone. And for the very reason that you asked about or that you mentioned just a moment ago, because there is a part of me, it may not be fully conscious. It could be hanging out in my subconscious, but there's a part of me that has a very good reason for keeping the habit around. And it wants to hang on to it for dear life. And so, again, this is where even work with a counselor or a psychologist or psychiatrist, what have you, a mental health professional, you know, they'll get stuck here if they can't work with your conscious mind. And this is where spirit can come in and loosen the grip on things. I will often have an angel speak to the part of my consciousness that wants to hold on to something that I know is not working. Because I haven't been able to do it myself. So I ask for help.
Wow.
Please have a conversation with this part of my psyche.
Yeah.
And get
it on
board.
It's habits. Habits that we have. And I mean, we have them for a long time.
Absolutely. They become deeply ingrained habits. And I'll tell you one thing I learned from Joey Klein, one of my spiritual teachers, is that you can clear an issue in your life on the mental level, and then you can clear it on the emotional level. But there are still aspects of it. That same pattern is present on the physical level. And if you're going to shift the energy...
Did you say the physical? Did you say the physical level?
Physical, yes.
Physical, okay.
Like in your cells. The tissue of your body or in literally in the atoms that make up your cells on an energy level, very deep energy levels. And that's where you really, the most effective thing to do is to work with spirit and work with energy.
Absolutely.
Because
I mean, spirit can really heal and take away that disease because they really rearrange your cell memory. I mean, it's so embedded. And when it can even come from past illnesses, past lives.
Absolutely.
Right?
People carry, if anybody's read the Brian Weiss books on past life regression, often people come in with birthmarks that have origins in a past life where they were struck by a blunt instrument or some kind of weapon, and a birthmark will be there. It's profound, really, that when you start delving into the world of energy, how much it affects our current experience. What's also really important to become to be more empowered, so when you're working with the angels for healing or you're working with energy consciously, is that if you can build up your capacity to hold light, to hold high-vibrating divine energies, then working with spirit and healing these deeply embedded patterns on levels that most people normally can't access will become more powerful and more potent. And again, a regular practice of meditation where you consciously choose to connect with your soul and with source, whatever source is for you, will build up your capacity for light. And I believe the archangel that is the light bearer is Uriel.
Uriel is a light bearer, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can call on Uriel to work with you in a meditation and say, Uriel, come be with me and help increase my capacity to hold light.
Absolutely.
Because that will amplify your ability to create and manifest and to heal.
Yep. This is so interesting. Let me give out those numbers again, Wendy. So if we do have listeners out there who want to call in, take advantage of angel readings and also readings with Wendy. So the toll-free is 1-888-815-9756. That's 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. Wendy, why don't you give out your contact information in case anyone would like to contact you or know more about your energy healings?
Sure. I can be reached at www.realpowercoaching.com, and that's REALCOACHING. Oops, I forgot the power part. It's Real
that's
Power
what,
Coaching.
You, what's happening with the power?
What happened to the power? Yeah. Real Power Coaching, all run together, .com.
Yes.
You can always contact me on the contact page there, or if you'd like to call me, you can call me toll-free at 877-980-3434.
Perfect. So that's
877-980-3434.
3434. And her website is www.realpowercoaching.com. I can give out those numbers for. Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I also have a free resource for listeners. If you want help getting started with meditation, I provide a series of 7 guided meditations and a little bit of instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And these meditations are designed to empower you spiritually. So they teach you how to work with energy.
Wow.
And so, it's free. So you can go to meditationformastery.com. That's meditationformastery, all one word, .com. And you can sign up and get 7 free guided meditations, which include discussion on what it is you're doing and working with energy.
That's wonderful. You know, guided meditation has been so helpful for me because sometimes, you know, it's difficult just to sit down and meditate on your own. But when you have these guided meditations, and I have experienced meditations with you, Wendy, it's wonderful because, you know, you are guiding people. You're taking them through this path. It's a wonderful journey. It's a very good experience. So I hope everybody would look into your meditation mastery.
All right. Yeah, I'd like people to take advantage of it. It's a free resource and available.
That's fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to give out that toll-free number again. We're on Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. That's 1-888-815-9756. Wendy, you were talking previously about the energies, and I know we have talked about before about the violet flame,
and I
was just remembering because I usually work with the silver violet flame, and the violet flame, as you know, is the transmuting flame that the Ascended Master Saint Germain made available, this was like many years ago, in the Atlantean times, in Atlantis. But I think he reintroduced it in 1987. But when the silver violet flame was added, the silver flame was added in 1998 by Archangel Zadkiel and Archangel Michael. So that's why I like to work with both, because the silver violet is the transmutation and the mercy, and it increases the power even further, because that's what the violet flame actually changes, the lower vibrational energy to a higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So So I know that you have talked a lot about that also.
Yeah, what's great is that, you know, we're talking about using energy and working with spirit to shift habits that are no longer supporting us so we can step into co-creating what it is we want. And the violet flame is one of the most powerful tools that we can use in order to shift the negative habits on a physical level, because the violet flame will go into your physical body down to the cellular and atomic levels, and it will transform or change the low vibrating energies that are no longer supporting you. What's great about that is that it prepares your physical body to be in closer communion with the divine perfection of your own soul. So using the violet flame to clear out the negative or low vibrating energies in your physical body or even your physical environment will assist you in on your spiritual path and raising your own personal vibration. It's very powerful.
It is very powerful. And when I first took the activation class with my mentor and teacher, Janie Howard Feldman, and, you know, she talked about the transmutation, that this was a gift from Saint Germain, and he's the keeper of the violet flame. And then when Archangel Michael and Zadkiel were added, it just gives much more additional support for the acceleration of these times. And the angels are just so marvelous. It's just they know exactly what's going on. And it's, you know, just helping us and supporting us with the acceleration of the current times, and to help us stay on course, like you're saying, you know, in your service, in your spiritual path, and just protecting us. And it does go to a cellular level.
And some of the words that we are using, you know, spiritual growth, accelerate your path, and all that kind of stuff, it sounds airy-fairy. But I'm a very practical person. I have a very strongly operating left brain, as well as my right brain.
As well as your right brain, okay.
Yeah, and it is profoundly practical to be spiritual. Because when everyone else is falling apart because they've lost their job, or something's going wrong with the mortgage, or whatever a crisis may occur, the person who has developed a spiritual practice and has a personal relationship with the divine will cope 1,000 times better with whatever shows up. And they have the opportunity and the ability with their spiritual practice to develop the capacity to shift quickly and get into an empowered state that will allow them to move forward. Now, that doesn't mean people of a spiritual practice are perfect, but they're able to move out of these negative, heavy places where people get stuck so much faster if they have an empowered spiritual practice.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I usually like to tell my clients and my listeners, you know, why not believe in spirit guides? Why not believe in angels? I mean, they're so handy. Even if you don't believe, just try it. You know, put them at the test. They don't mind at all. Put them at the test and just ask them something. You know, ask for somebody. I remember I used to practicing, you know, I haven't heard from my sister. I haven't heard from a cousin a long time ago. And I was just, you know, send them a little message, tell them to call me. I mean, they would call me within the hour. And I just couldn't believe it, how this was happening. I said, wow, they're really listening. So why not, you know, what you're just saying, you know, it's so practical. It's, for me, it's so spiritual. And it's just so comforting to know that they're around and that they have this wonderful power.
And speaking of being empowered with spirit and making it practical, let's say you're looking for a job. And there's, you know, 200 people applying for the same job. How is it that you can stand out? Well, let's say you call on Uriel and say, Uriel, I would like to just radiate and shine in my interview so that I am unforgettable. The other people who are not doing that are at a significant disadvantage because you have a resource that you can call on in a very practical way that nobody else is using for yourself. Help me to radiate and glow with warmth and goodness and help me to be in tune with this environment so I know exactly what it is that this employer is looking for and what they want. Help be there with me at the interview and guide what I say. It's extremely practical, and it works.
It does work.
And it works. And if you don't believe it, try it out. Just try it and see what happens.
Absolutely. You need to try it out. You know, the other point I was just remembering that I wanted to highlight about the angels is that they empower us, but they also help us with so many things. Do you know that they can move objects? They can lift cars. They, and even though, you know, we are in a denser environment, as you know, Wendy, we're in a denser frequency. Angels have that higher vibration, that higher electrical frequency. So, you know, with God's help, the angels, they move us out of any harm that they see us in. And I was just remembering, I don't know if you saw in the news or any of our listeners maybe saw in the news, remember that baby that fell right under a train? I can't remember if it was in London or somewhere. The baby was in the little stroller, and the stroller kind of rolled down. It came out of the news a few months ago. And the baby was stuck in the rail, and the train went right over the stroller. And when the mother was screaming and yelling to pull the baby out, the baby was safe. Nothing happened to the baby.
Oh, my God.
Because it fell in the rail and was protected by the same stroller, I guess. It just protected the baby.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I saw it on the news, I was like, I mean, there has to be an angel there helping that baby.
Absolutely.
Somebody has to be there.
Wedged in the perfect spot. Just so
how many times are we not saved by, I mean, we don't even know why. I mean, sometimes, it's a coincidence, but I don't, there's no coincidences.
No. And there's plenty of times. And I tell you, if anybody's listening and they're thinking, boy, I sure would like to experience that, ask for it.
It's that simple. It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
It does, but we forget. We forget to ask. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're sitting at the computer, you're listening to this online, maybe you got a headset on, but you're by yourself, possibly. Just say out loud right now, I would like to experience an angelic miracle. You know, just say it and ask. Angels,
yeah, exactly. I'm laughing because it sounds so simple, but it sounds simple and it just feels happy. It just feels... You feel glad when you do it because you when I do it, you know, with my heart intention, and you put it out there. I mean, little things like help me find my keys, help me find this. They will help you. It will.
Absolutely.
Just put them at the test, like Wendy is saying. So Wendy, we're almost going to be out of time. So give out your contact information again.
Sure. If anyone would like to contact me, you can go to www.realpowercoaching.com, or you can call me on 877-980-3434, and that's a toll-free number.
Perfect. And you're always available for phone readings and they can contact you for that.
Coaching
also?
Yes, and I really do like a spiritual counseling process. When I sit down and I'm doing spiritual counseling with a person, I also do energy work because it's so effective. So if a person's struggling with something emotionally, I'm going to be working on the energy of that emotion and moving it out of their body and out of their experience to, you know, give them the experience of immediate relief. And so I can do a lot of energy work while I'm counseling or coaching a person.
Perfect.
That's what I like
Perfect.
To do.
So I want to thank you for being on the show again tonight, Wendy. It's
a
delight to be talking to you all the time. And again, I want to give out my website if you want any more information on angels, angel sessions, angel blessings. Just go to www.angelsarenearus.com, and I also have a contact information if you want to reach me. So, again, thank you, Wendy, for being with us.
You're so welcome. I do want to say I love Linda's angel readings. So if you feel motivated or moved to get an angelic message, please contact Linda. It's just a beautiful experience, and it feels very loving and very nurturing when you're having an angelic message delivered through Linda. It's really a wonderful experience. And I also want to say that I absolutely love your blog. There is more information about angels than I've seen anywhere else.
I know.
Gorgeous pictures. And it's great. So that Queen of Angels blog is really awesome. You know, if you guys go to angelsonearth.com/blog, go on there, you know, Twitter about these blog posts and learn wonderful things about angels and saints and, ascended masters. It's really great information.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Yeah, the blog has been just wonderful for me, too. It's like I learn every day also. It seems like, you know, just the angels guide me to write these things. So it's really been very powerful, a wonderful angelic experience. And I just, you know, put it out there with the intention that everybody learns and also has more knowledge on the angels. So thank you for saying that, Wendy. And again, well, thank you for being with us. I also enjoy, you know, your classes and so much knowledge that you provide to us. So until next time, everybody who's out there, remember to always ask the angels, ask and you shall receive. Know that the power of God and the angels are with you. So God bless you all. And until next time, may the angels protect you. Thank you. Good night.